Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman.
Today, Superman speeds his determined way to solve the mystery of Freeville, little realizing that Lois Lane, proceeding on her own, now stands in dire peril of her very life.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know what I think is particularly swell about those snappy comic buttons in that new series Kellogg's Pep is putting out? Well, I think they sort of hold our Superman gang together. All you fellows and girls have something in common because you're all collecting these exciting new comic buttons and having great fun, too. First of all, there's the thrill of seeing which button's inside every time that Mom opens a new package of Pep. If it's a brand new one, well, you can pin it with the others right on your jacket or your dress or cap. Or if it's a duplicate, you know, like one that you already have, why, that's even more fun, because then you have the business of swapping with one of your pals. And you'll want every single one of these 18 new buttons, too, from Judy and Corky right on up to Superman. And you can get them, sure, easy as anything. You just ask Mom to get you a package or two of Kellogg's Pep. And don't send in any money, not even a box stop. And remember, you can't buy these prizes anywhere, but look for one inside every package of Pep that you open. That's Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal, the sunny golden toasted whole wheat flakes. Yes, sir, Pep certainly makes your appetite sit right up and take notice these cold winter mornings. It's such a solid, hearty sort of dish for breakfast. So remember, be sure that you ask Mom for P-E-P, the sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now, the adventures of Superman. In Freeville, center of a farm area which is in the grip of a prolonged drought, mysterious goings-on have involved Clark Kent and Lois Lane to the point where both reporters received anonymous warnings to leave town. And when they defied the threats, an attempt was made on Lois's life. An attempt was also made on the life of Abner Sykes, the local telegrapher, who was about to give them the key to the mystery before he was frightened into leaving Freeville without revealing his destination. Then, while Kent, as Superman, searched for the telegrapher, Lois joined forces with Jerry Barton, a young war veteran who led her through dense woods bound for a secret meeting which, he promised, would provide the answers to all her questions. But suddenly, as they approached the meeting place, men's voices were heard nearby. Jerry hastily led Lois off the trail. And as we continue now, they are crouching in a mass of brambles. Listen.
Keep down low, Miss Lane. Those men spot us weird dead pigeons.
Why, Jerry? Who are they?
They work for the big shot. I caught a glimpse of one of them. He's wearing yellow suspenders.
He was wearing what?
Yellow suspenders, or gallus, as they call them down here. All the big shot's followers wear them, same as he does.
But who is the big shot?
Miss Lane, they're getting closer.
Hey, where in darnation you been, Hank?
I went to the spring for a drink. Why?
You're supposed to watch the trail, that's why. Supposing some outsiders got in here.
Oh, relax, Charlie. Couldn't know outsiders get in without my seeing them.
Well, we can't be too careful. A couple of reporters from Metropolis came to Freeville yesterday. We're asking questions.
He must mean Clark and me.
Yeah,
don't you worry. They won't come traipsing around here if they know what's good for them.
Oh, they better not. Well, most time for the meeting to get started. Let's get over there.
Wait. We're going to watch out back here.
Great. You'll be along pretty soon. Come on.
Okay, Miss Lane, come on. They're out of sight now. But don't make any more noise than you have to.
Right.
That guy Rafe may be lurking around, so watch it. Just follow me and don't say any more till we see how the land lies.
All right, Jerry. Lead on.
Swiftly, but as quietly as they can, Jerry Barton and Lois walk through the woods for a quarter of a mile. Then suddenly, at a hand signal from Jerry, Lois stops. A little below them and just ahead stretches a large clearing in the woods, in which are some 200 sunburned, straw-hatted men and women, dressed in frayed overalls and calico dresses. A huge barbecue pit in which several pigs are roasting stands at one end of the clearing,
and husky shirt-sleeved men wearing bright yellow suspenders serve meat and cold drinks to the crowd. A roughly built plank platform stands in the middle of the clearing. Alone on the platform, another shirt-sleeved man with yellow suspenders works hard at a pipeless organ.
We'll be able to hear everything from here, Miss Lane, but keep back behind the tree where they can't see you.
Okay.
This is one of those backwoods political rallies. Barbecue, music, and all the trimmings.
And speeches?
Yeah. That's what I brought you here to hear.
Look, if this is just a political rally, why all the secrecy and the guards out in the woods?
Because the people running this show don't want what they call outsiders to know what's going on.
But why? I don't see anything wrong.
Well, here's where you find out, Miss Lane. Look. See those two men climbing up on the speaker's platform?
Yes. They look familiar. Sit. Well, that's Mr. Leonard, the editor of the Freeville Gazette.
That's right.
And Mr. Clayton, the ex-governor of the state, the one they call Uncle Ed.
You know there was a contested senatorial election in the state.
Yes, I know.
And they're going to run it off next month. Uncle Ed wants to be our next senator.
Oh, I get it.
All right. Let's listen to him talk. Just keep your ears open, Miss Lane.
And now what is it? Well, I will let me tell you. You see, this here is our state, yours and mine. But without asking us for our permission, a few fellas in Washington saw fit to dump a heap of rascal foreigners on us.
Foreigners?
Yes, sir. They dumped them foreigners right down in our front yard and told us to leave.
Foreigners? What does he mean, Jerry?
He'll tell you in just a moment.
Now, neighbors, them fellas in Washington there think they're pretty smart. Yes, they figure that they can make us take it and like it by calling these foreigners war veterans. But I say that you can't put an army uniform on a man who ain't white Anglo-Saxon.
White Anglo-Saxon? Did you hear what he said, Jerry?
Sure, I heard
He called our own veterans, men who fought for our country, foreigners. Just because of their color or the country their parents came
That's
from.
That's what he always says, Miss Lane.
How dare he say that?
He's a hate peddler. That's the regular hate preacher's line.
Just listen to him. I'm mad.
What a dirty lie. The land we veterans got was state-owned, reclaimed swampland that nobody ever wanted before.
I know. This is terrible, Jerry.
He's lying, Miss Lane. Clayton and his gang are trying to discredit us because they know they can't make men who fought a war against Nazis vote for old Uncle Ed. He knows that we'll work against him and try to wake the people up to the fact that he peddles the same poison Hitler did.
I know, Jerry. I'm beginning to understand a lot about the mystery in Freeville now.
Good Lord's helper.
Good old Uncle Ed, he'd say anything to get
Paul. No, but wait a minute. That's very strange. He absolutely promised that the drought
would... The outsiders belong to that car Ray found back in the road.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
Don't move, you two.
Now, look here. Don't you point those rifles at us.
Hank, this is that reporter gal I told you about.
It is?
Put those guns down, you fools.
Don't move, I said, or this gun will go off.
Now, you look here. We haven't done anything
wrong.
Shut up, man.
Shut up and turn around.
Now, wait a minute.
You too, Barton.
Hank, come along. Uncle Ed will want to see you.
See us? What for?
To say goodbye. But you two are going on a long trip. Now, start walking.
Trapped, Lois Lane and Jerry Barton have no choice but to turn and march into the clearing, prodded by the long rifles of the two burly men wearing yellow suspenders. What will happen? We'll be back in a moment with the tense climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Say, you fellows know how often the girls win out in spelling bees or reading contests? Well, nowadays, I'm hearing of a lot of times when the girls are winning out in collecting comic buttons in that new series from packages of Kellogg's Pep. Of course, whenever that happens, the boys get busy right away, and the race is on. Good fun it is, too, because everybody gets a kick out of those true-to-life pictures of your favorite comic strip characters, like Chief Brandon, with his uniform and his official badge, and Tess Trueheart with her red hat and long blonde hair, and Superman himself, complete with bright blue jersey and flying red cape and Superman insignia. So, fellas, don't you let those girls get ahead of you. And girls, don't let the fellas get ahead of you. Everybody, pitch in. It's easy, you know. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy these comic buttons anywhere. But every time that you open a package of Kellogg's Pep, there's your snappy prize. And there's some mighty snappy eating, too, because Pep is a whiz of a breakfast cereal. Tastes so crisp and sunny and golden toasted that, well, you practically can't resist it. Pep's good for you, too. Mom knows it's a grand dish to start off a cold, wintry day. So ask Mom to get P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
As Lois Lane and Jerry Barton were captured by Uncle Ed Clayton's followers, Superman, mystified by his failure to find old Abner Sykes, the telegrapher, has returned to the hotel in Freeville where he had left Lois. Finding Lois gone, he has resumed the guise and garb of reporter Clark Kent and is questioning Mr. Keeler, the hotel manager.
Lane left the hotel, Mr. Keeler?
That's right, Mr. Kent, a couple of hours ago.
But she promised to stay right here. Was she alone?
No, she went out with Jerry Barton.
Jerry Barton?
Yes, he's that young fellow.
I know who he is, but have you any idea where they went?
Well, I noticed them drive off in the car. That's all I know.
Scott, I gave Lois strict orders not to leave the hotel.
And what's that?
No, never mind. Thanks, Mr. Keeler. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't like this. Got to find Lois. I've got a hunch that this time she's walked into real trouble.
Hurrying from the hotel, Clark Kent steps into an areaway and swiftly resumes his true identity of Superman. Then,
up, up, and away!
Leaping high into the bright sky, the Man of Steel rockets away, bound for Jerry Barton's farm. But as we know, Jerry and Lois Lane are in serious trouble, a long distance away from his farm. What will happen to the young war veteran and girl reporter who are now in the hands of the men of hate? Will Superman be able to trace them? And in time? Don't miss Monday's thrilling episode, fellows and girls. Be sure to tune in. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Say, gang, there's almost no end to the fun you can have with Kellogg's variety. That's the white, green, and red Kellogg package with 10 individual packages of your favorite Kellogg cereals, like Corn Flakes and Rice Krispies and Pep. You can take your choice every morning. Pick out your own private box of cereal. Makes breakfast a picnic. And sister will get a kick out of the cutout dolls on the bottom of the tray. Cut them out and dress them up and play all sorts of games with them. Tell Mom to be sure to get Kellogg's. Kellogg's variety. And be sure to be with us on Monday for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.